I've had too many girlfriends over the past couple of years. I can't figure it out.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Tell me.
What?
I'll give you some of this pie if you tell me more about your past.
It's not like I don't come with my own complications.
We're engaged.
Oh!
Wait, you were engaged?
Pleasure to be speaking with you. I had a really great time with this. And first thing, I got to know, how did you work with Karina Silva to make everything feel like magic? It was like golden hour all the time, even shots that on the beach. I don't know how you got such magical shots like that.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Karina is just an immensely talented director of photography. And it was an absolute pleasure getting to work with her. You mentioned the magic hour because it's a little pervasive in this movie. It was one of the challenges of shooting this movie because, you know, you think about this storyline takes place continuously all over, you know, at least the present day part of it, in one afternoon into an evening into night. And there's a lot that takes place right at sunset or sunrise. And when you think about it, when you have to shoot a movie, you're shooting only a few pages a day. And some of those scenes were, and sequences were quite a bit longer. So there are some sequences in the movie that we had to shoot over several days and just hope that we got the right weather. And we had some rough patches with weather here and there, but when it came to the sunrise sunset sequences, which were the most important to me, the gods were with us. And then, I mean, you know, Karina, she has a background in camera operating, and she's behind the camera all times. And it's such a pleasure to watch her work and be in this dance with the actors and constantly reframing. And so that's, you know, a real joy to watch her and her team work in that way. And also, obviously, the production design is a big part of it. The locations that we were shooting at, it, that's a big part of photography, right? There's camera work, the lighting, but then there's, what are you looking at? The production design, the costume, the hair and makeup, the acting, all of that goes into what you're seeing on screen.
I've been to a lot of weddings, and the beginning shot, just that whole intro in slow motion, that really set the tone for the film and just showed the level at which everybody was rising to create this. So, I mean, I've never been to a wedding that beautiful. So you made me feel like I was living vicariously through this, through Nat.
Appreciate that. I read the script for the first time over 10 years ago, and I can tell you a bit about that part of it. But the first time I read it, I had this image in mind of this slow motion opening credit sequence over the bride and groom coming running out. And so that had been with me for a long time. And so when that day came and everything clicked and came together, it was very satisfying.
Well, then you just answered my next question. I was like, what was the most exciting thing that you got to see fully realized and executed? So I guess got
that
a second?
That was up there.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but the final scene and sequence of the movie, you know, had such an impact on me when I read the script. And so I was really excited to shoot that, but also really nervous, you know, are we going to stick the landing? And just everybody was in sync and firing on all cylinders, and Nat and Lucy are just magical. So that was a great day.
Well, it's not too often that you see both the leads as producers, so they must have fallen in love with this a long time ago, like yourself. How was their involvement on screen, behind screen, rehearsals, like just them in general, I guess?
Yeah, so I had just come off of shooting The Hating Game that also starred Lucy Hale, and we were looking for something to do again together, and this project became free. The production company that I'd done The Hating Game with, BCDF Pictures, optioned it, and I came on board, sent it to Lucy. She flipped for it just as much as I had. And then Nat, who I had actually worked with over 10 years ago on what was my first movie. I was the director's assistant, and it was Nat's first feature film. I'd known him, we went way back. I always wanted to work together, and this was just the perfect opportunity. So they both came on, and they had a big hand in, particularly in the in pre-production. The three of us spent a lot of time working together, working on the script and workshopping the characters, and really getting it to a place where the two of them, by the time we started shooting, they were really living in these characters and in the history of these characters. And that just, I think, brought so much to the movie. I think you really feel that.
I interviewed Nat a number of years ago for The Fault in the Stars, but it was a great movie. I've been watching his career for a long time, but there's a part in the movie where he says, "Can I give you my number? Do you want my number?" I think it was, "Do you want my number?" It was like just his delivery. It was so charming, and I think that
I
he
know.
and Lucy both, they're not what you would expect in this type of film, and I think that's what made it refreshing. It was like the honesty, the story, and the one thing I'm curious about is there's a part where you realize that this is not, that there's a framing structure that puts themselves in these memories real time. And I believe this was a book. So was that part of the story, or did you invent that for this story to unfold?
Yeah, we invented that for the movie. The book is actually, it's an epistolary novel, so it's told in letters, and it was written by Juliana Baggett and Steve Almond, and they kind of each took on, she took on the character of Jane, and so they wrote these letters back and forth to each other, and they just kind of, the story progressed like that through them actually writing these letters to each other, and so when Keith, the screenwriter, came on, and he, and this was the first thing I read was his screenplay. He's the one that he kind of structured into this, this kind of long day's journey into night structure of the two of them, just almost like a road trip movie of them going around to these different places and just talking and telling each other, just being open and honest with each other. It wasn't until when Nat came on in our first conversation, he was like, "I wonder if there might be some kind of like magical realist element to bring in that might just, kind of give a pop." And I went home, and about a week later, I sent a draft to the two of them that had this element of the two of them showing up in each other's flashbacks, and it really brought this whole dimension to it. There's a moment in the movie where she says, "Usually I feel so alone in my memories, but when I've been talking to you, it's been like you were there with me." And that was really the impetus between, why don't we actually see that? Why don't we show them in each other's memories? And it also helped accomplish something else, which is, we're going back and seeing all these past relationships, and we want to keep reminding the audience that our main relationship is Will and Jane. So I think that that helped a lot with that also.
I tell you, it's a hell of a hook. I think, Michael Bay is famous for doing magic hour shots. I feel like your entire story is a Michael Bay romance movie, but like with
Love
the hook of his what do you call it, drone racers through the ambulance movie. Anyways, like it made this movie just like it shot it to the stratosphere. So I had a great time with it. We're about to wrap up, so I want to leave this to you. There
Thank you.
is a Spencer David Hutchings
Yes.
relation. Maybe fantastic music, just the piano, the horns, but also I think that for a romance movie to have a killer soundtrack, I mean, like the selections, how important were the selections to you, and what was your favorite selection score song cue that you got in the film?
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's so important. And yes, Spencer is my brother, and getting to work with him on he scored all of my films, and that part of the process is probably my favorite part, getting to be in his studio and hear his music for the first time over the movie. And we really, there's something about this movie. It's fresh and it's current and it's sexy, but it also has a throwback feel. It has this throwback vibe. Part of, one of the central themes of the story is these characters that have, that are weighed down by their history and this, their baggage, and the story is about them coming to accept their pasts and being able to let go of that and drop that baggage and move on. So everything that I was doing with the way we shot the film and the locations, the music was trying to have this sense of history. And so I think that it worked to have a little bit of that vintage feel to the movie. And Spencer just absolutely nailed it. And then on the soundtrack side, really trying to do that also with a contemporary soundtrack that also has, that feeling of roots. Probably my favorite song in the movie is the opener. It's actually, it's a version of It Had to Be You that Spencer did with some really talented singers, Danielle Nicole and Nate Davey, and they just knocked it out of the park. And I think it's a great way to open the movie. And it's a fresh take on an old song. And that's just, I think, perfect for this. And then I don't want to give it away, but as you know, it's reprised later on in an important scene. So.
Well, I'd say that the movie felt earned. You know, a lot of times you get people together and it just feels like forced, and it felt earned. And then, you know, you can't anticipate what's going to happen next. Around the 82 minute mark, there's a revelation, and it's like, it just keeps going. So I had a blast. Peter Hutchings, thank you so much for your time, your energy, your vision. Everyone check out, and the title sounds like something a therapist might say, which brings me to you, but check out Which Brings
Yes.
Me to You, January 19, and we will catch you next time.
I'm a mess and I don't have any answers, but maybe you and I could figure it out together.
Usually I feel so alone in my memories, but it's different with you.
I'm happy to tell you a few more embarrassing stories about my love life.
Well, I promise not to laugh.
Really?
I promise not to laugh much.